One of the big things that is difficult for people is the fear, getting over that fear. Another one of the big ones is, you know, what do we do? And specifically, how do you make that first move? How do you make the initial contact? And a couple of things that we do is most of the time we'll give someone a coin, and it's a nice shiny coin, has the Ten Commandments on it and a couple Bible verses. And we'll just put it out in front of them and say, hey, did you get one of these? And people take it, it's shiny. They're like, wow, thanks. They feel like they're getting a gift. And we don't ask if they want one. We just ask if they've gotten one, because if you ask if you want one, they'll say no. But ask if they get one, and they haven't. Some people I've talked to have gotten one, so we just started the discussion right away. Another thing that we found helpful is going up to people and say, look, you know, we're just learning how to talk about God here and doing a little bit of training. Can we practice on you? Would you be willing to be a part of helping us do this? And people are very accommodating in doing that. And we were down in Houston, and we did that with a couple people, and they ended up coming to church later. So so it was really a neat thing, and they were happy to help out, but they were very convicted, and they were very thankful for what we were doing. Another thing, when I'm talking to friends, it's not like I'm using an icebreaker, because obviously I already know them. And so what I will do is say, you will never believe what we did on Saturday. And this is crazy. We went to a mall, went up to strangers, people we had no idea who they were, and gave them a coin and asked if they'd gotten one. And then we'd ask them, have you ever told a lie? And then I'll just wait for them to answer. And then I'll say, well, okay, well, what do we call people who lie? And essentially what's happening, and we'll see as we get into this, in the good person test, is they are then involved in the conversation. And they don't realize it, and it's not really a trick, but it's a way to start it with someone who you already know.
I found in my own personal life that God will open doors for you. And we'll have situations like, my brother just happened to see, who's not Christian, just happened to see the coin sitting in our glove box, actually in between in the car, and he was driving next to my husband. He picked it up and he looked at the Ten Commandments and he said, wow, I've broken a lot of these. I guess I'm just in trouble. He didn't use that word. And my husband said, well, flip it over. And on the backside, it had the gospel message and said that there is salvation for us all. And God ordained that incident. And it was like, you know, you just got to be ready for his timing. And then it was open the door.
These coins, we'd be happy to give you some if you contact us. Also, you can get them yourself at livingwaters.com. And we're going to go to Jeremy here. He's on the streets of Minneapolis. This isn't live. This is pre-recorded. But he's talking with a couple young women here.